And now, a moment to remember a superstar, pro wrestler Macho Man Randy Savage. He died yesterday in a car accident in Florida. Savage was legendary for his crazy costumes and his even crazier voice.
I'm the tower of power, too sweet to be sour, I'm funky like a monkey, sky's the limit and space is
the place. His personality was big, his battles with guys like Hulk Hogan and Ric Flair even bigger. Weekend All Things Considered producer and semi-official pro wrestling correspondent Petra Mayer has this appreciation of the man and his myth.
Everyone is standing!
March 24th, 1991. There wasn't a dry eye in the house at WrestleMania 7 as Macho Man Randy Savage was reunited with his former manager and one true love, Miss Elizabeth.
Elizabeth with her arms outstretched! Tears flowing down!
Macho Man had just lost to the Ultimate Warrior. His current manager, the evil, sensational Sherry, was beating and kicking him as he lay broken in the ring. And then, Miss Elizabeth came charging out of the stands, fought off sensational Sherry, and reclaimed her Macho Man as his theme music swelled on the PA system. I remember being a little kid watching the wrestling late at night with my dad. I think he didn't want to admit that he just liked the violence, so he'd say things like, well, they're great clowns and great athletes. But the thing is, that was true about Randy Savage. He had the outsized personality to wear a mile-long neon orange fringe in a Slim Jim commercial.
New excitement? Step into a Slim Jim. Oh, yeah!
And he had the grace and power to bring the pain in the ring. Wrestlers call it looking stiff. When Macho Man dropped his signature flying elbow on an opponent, it looked like the wrath of God. Macho Man Randy Savage died yesterday. He was 58. Petra Mayer, NPR News.
The new champion of the World Wrestling Federation.
You know, Ted DiBiase, I gotta say, was robbed because he had that sleeper hold. Macho Man, he had it sunk in. Hogan coming into the ring and hitting him with a chair. I can't believe Hogan would do that in front of all the Hulkamaniacs worldwide.
Well, Josh, Andre interfered.